Good morning, everyone. I'm welcoming you to the fascinating world of psychology. In this course, we will embark on a journey to explore the depths of human behavior and mental processes. Psychology is like a window into the mind, helping us understand why people think, feel, and behave the way they do. It's a subject that touches every aspect of our lives, from the way we interact with others to the choices we make every day.
Let's move to the definition of psychology. Psychology is the scientific study of the mind through systematic observation, experimentation, and research. It seeks to uncover the secrets of human thoughts, feelings, and actions. Basically, psychology is all about understanding what makes us tick, which means why we think the way we do, how our emotions influence our behavior, and the factors that shape our personalities. Simply put, think of psychology as a tool to better understand yourself and others. It is like a detective trying to unlock the mysteries on the mind, trying to piece together the puzzle of human behavior with evidence and logic. Whether exploring brain function, explaining complex social interactions, or delving into the mysteries of dreams, psychology offers endless opportunities for discovery and exploration. So get ready to embark on the journey of exploration and discovery as you immerse yourself in the fascinating world of psychology.
Let's move on to the fields of psychology with real-life illustrations. First of all, we have the cognitive dissonance. Imagine that you have always considered yourself an environmentalist, but one day you will catch yourself throwing plastic bags in the trash instead of recycling them. According to cognitive conflict theory, you may feel uncomfortable or anxious because your behavior conflicts with your beliefs. This doubt can lead you to change your behavior or justify your actions, convince yourself that recycling doesn't make much of a difference.
We move to classical conditioning. Think of a time when you heard a song playing in the background during a happy moment in your life. Now, whenever you hear that song, you immediately feel amplified and enthralled. This is an example of classical conditioning, where a neutral emotional response, like a song, is associated with an emotional response, happiness, through the repeated combination of a positive event.
Now we have the social influence. Imagine a scenario where you are going out with friends and you decide to try new restaurants after being teased. Despite their initial hesitation, they enjoy the food because of the positive feedback from their friends. This looks at the power of social influence, where the opinions and actions of others can sway our own attitudes and actions.
Let's move to stress and coping mechanism. Imagine a situation where you are about to accomplish a major task at work or school. As the deadline approaches, your stress and anxiety skyrockets. You can use a variety of strategies to cope with these feelings, such as deep exercise, time management, or seeking social support from friends or colleagues.
Alright, let's move on to the developmental milestones. Think of a child you know who has just learned to walk. At first, they often stumble and fall, but with practice and encouragement, they eventually master the skill. These examples of developmental milestones are achievements of important abilities at different stages of life, from infancy to adulthood.
Psychological disorders. Imagine someone you know who experiences symptoms of depression, such as persistent sadness, loss of interest in activities, changes in sleep or appetite, and these symptoms can affect their daily functioning and overall quality of life greater, have shown the significant impact of mood disorders on an individual's mental health, and well-being. To conclude with, these examples illustrate just a few of the ways psychology manifests itself in our daily lives, profoundly affecting our thoughts, feelings, and behavior, understanding the principles and theories of psychology. It has given us valuable insight into ourselves and others, and enabled us to move through the complexities of higher levels of human experiences.
Let's have a brief review about the science of psychology. The term psychology came from the Greek word psyche, which means the mind or soul, and logos, meaning study of. When combined, psychology literally means the study of the mind or soul. On the modern sense, psychology could be defined as the scientific study and practical application of observable behavior and mental processes of organisms.
Let's move to elements of psychology. Let's start with science. Psychology is considered as a science because it is focused upon the study and investigation of certain behavior with the application of one or a combination of scientific methods. Gathering of factual information is considered important to prove certain phenomena. After that, we have the study of behavior. Psychology is the study of the mind, and it is a difficult task trying to study what runs in our mind. Therefore, in order to study the mind, one has to associate the way of thinking of an individual to his behavior. This would actually link the behavior of a man or what runs in his mind. The last one is study of mental process. This includes man's perceptions, attention, capability to remember, to reason, and to solve problems. Dream, fantasies, wishes, anticipation are also considered as mental processes. So this is why we are going to give a definition of each one of these aspects.
First, we have perception. Perception is a way of regarding, understanding, or interpreting something, a mental impression. Attention. The ability to focus selectively on a select stimulus, sustaining that focus on shifting it at will. Then we have remember. Remember is defined as to recall or make an effort to keep a person, event, or thing in one's mind. Reasoning. The action of thinking about something in a logical, sensible way. Problem solving, the process of finding solutions to difficult or complex issues.
Let's move to a dream, which is an idea or vision that is created in your imagination and that is not real. Then we have fantasy, which is something you imagine. The last one is wish. Feel or express a strong desire or hope for something that is not easily attainable, want something that cannot or probably will not happen. The last one is anticipation, which is expectation or prediction. Thank you all for being present today and have a great day.